This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. Thank you for listening to my podcast, everyone. I have some announcements. Yeah, if you are interested in following me on social media, you can go to my Instagram. My Instagram is BlackKage840. If you go to my Instagram's bios, you will see that I have a Twitch, that I have a Facebook page, and I have a Twitter account. You can follow me on those social media sites. I'm also registered on IMBD as a director, a producer, and a writer. Feel free to follow me on IMBD. Just type in Jeffrey Frazier, and you should see the link to my Black Wall Street Chronicles podcast on then. Yeah, so today we're going to talk about something very important. I find out that President Trump, a former president of the United States of America, he issued over 143 pardons. Now, I believe that that is an ungodly amount of pardons. I've never heard in American history of a president doing something like this. So what we're going to do today, whether you agree with President Trump and or not, is I am going to talk about all of the particular pardons and who is these people that he has given clemency to. Now again, if you like this particular podcast episode, you should share this episode, because this is going to give out some great information. Okay, so let's get right to it. I'm reading from Wikipedia.com. And by the way, guys, be sure to donate some money to Wikipedia, because it is a, they give that information free to the public. So I want you guys to donate to Wikipedia, because they do give out good information. Here's a list of people guaranteed executive clemency by Donald Trump. During his tenure as President of the United States, January 20, 2017 to January 20, 2021, Donald Trump granted executive clemency to 237 individuals charged or convicted of federal criminal offenses, using his clemency power under Articles 2, Section 2 of the Constitution. Ordinarily, all requests for executive clemency for federal offenses are directed to the Office of Pardon Attorney, the OPA, and the U.S. Department of Justice for review. However, Trump frequently bypassed the OPA, and the majority of his executive clemency grants was made to well-connected convicts who did not follow a petition with the OPA or meet the OPA's requirements. Overall, Trump granted less clemency than any modern president. On the pardons and communications that Trump did grant, the vast majority were persons to whom Trump had a personal political connection, a purpose from who executive clemency served a political goal. A significant number have been convicted of fraud or public corruption. The New York Times reported that during the closing days of the Trump presidency, individuals with access to the administration, such as former administration officials who were soliciting fees to lobby for presidential pardons. The U.S. President's power of clemency arises from Article 2 of the United States Constitution. Clemency may take several forms, including pardon, commutation of sentence, or remission, fine, or restitution and reprieve. The two most commonly used forms being a pardon or commutation. A pardon is an official forgiveness for an acknowledged crime. Once a pardon is issued, all further punishment can be granted pardons for federal offenses. When the president commutes a sentence, it reduces the severity of a sentence while avoiding the conviction itself. For example, a commutation may reduce or eliminate a prison term, or leaving other punishments intact. The power of clemency is one of the most limited powers bestowed on the president by the Constitution. For 125 years, the key advisor to the president on clemency has been the Department of Justice Office of Pardon Attorney. which normally reproves all requests for pardons. However, Trump often bypassed the OPA. Unlike previous presidents, made the majority of his grants to executive clemency to well-connected offenders who had not filed petitions with the pardon office and did not meet its requirements. On February 19, 2020, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy requested information on the process used by Trump in deciding to grant clemency to 11 people the preceding day. In response to the criticism of his bypassing the OPA, Trump said that he is the chief law enforcement officer of the country. Legal experts raised concerns that Trump was relying on personal connections rather than the Justice Department's established review policies for finding convicts deserving of clemency. An analyst by Harvard Law School's Jack Goldsmith determined that 7 of the 94 Trump grants came on recommendation for the pardon attorney, and at least 84 out of the 94 Trump pardons have personal or political connections to the president. Trump frequently granted executive clemency to his supporters or political allies, or following personal appeals of campaigns and conservative media, as in the cases of Ron Bojovich, Michael Minkin, Joe Arpaio, Denise DeSilva, and Clint Lawrence, as well as Bernard Kirkuk. Trump granted clemency to 5 of his former campaign members and political advisors, Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, Michael Flynn, Stephen K. Bannon, and John Podopoulos. Sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, George. Trump's grant of clemency to the Stone in July 2020 marks the first time Trump's granted clemency to a figure directly connected to the president's campaign. Representatives Jen Orlando and Caroline Mullally, who shared 2 House committees, said that no other president has exercised the clemency power for such a pretendingly personal and self-loving purpose, and said that they would investigate whether Stone's communication was a war for protecting Trump. Most Republican elected officials remained silent on Trump's communication of Stone. Exceptions were Republican Senators Mitt Romney, who termed the communication unprecedented historic corruption, and Pat Toomey, who's called for the communication a mistake due to a part of 17 of the crime which Stone was convicted. Trump granted executive clemency to 3 court-martialed U.S. military officers who were accused or convicted of war crimes in Iraq and Afghanistan. Trump granted the pardons against advisors, senior military and Defense Department leadership, as well as U.S. military lawyers. Critics say that the Trump's pardons or offers undermine military discipline, constituted an inappropriate interference to the U.S. military justice system, and called into the question the U.S. commitment to the law of armed conflict. Tensions between Trump and the Defense Department regarding Trump interventions in the military justice system culminated in the firing of Secretary of Navy Richard V. Spencer. The ex-military officer pardoned by Trump appeared with the president at campaign events in 2019. Trump issued pardons to 7 Republican congressmen convicted of crime: Chris Collins, Duncan Dean Hunter, Steve Stockman, Rich Rinsey, Robert Hayes, Mark Stenjanier, and Randall Duke Cunningham. I heard of Duke Cunningham. Many roughly individuals have paid advisors to Trump many tens of thousands of dollars for them to lobby Trump to grant pardons, largely bypass the review process of the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Former Justice Department and official Mueller investigation prosecutor Andrew Wesselman noted that the language of Trump's pardons varied, ranging from the foreign pardon of Michael Flynn to narrow pardons for several others, including Paul Manafort and Roger Stone, which Wiseman argued created windows of opportunity to persecute individuals who have been narrowly pardoned. Trump issued 143 pardons, one in 2017, 6 in 2018, 8 in 2019, 12 in 2020, and 116 in January 2020. 21. August 25, 2017. Joseph M. Arpaio, District of Arizona. Arpaio's pardon was issued after his conviction but prior to being sentenced. Criminal contempt of court. former sheriff of Madrigal County and Arizona anti-illegal immigration hardliner. Arpello was convicted of contempt of court and was waiting sentencing. Arpello was part of the one contempt offense of which he'd been convicted. The Yatner sentence, and for not yet any offenses that he may committed in the same case. Issuing departing to the White House cited Arpello's more than 50 years of admiral service to the United States. So he pardoned the guy that had criminal contempt of court, immigration, okay. March 9, 2018, Christian Marsarser. He pardoned this man for unauthorized possession and retention of national defense information. There's a lot of people, so I'm not going to give a lofty explanation because I'm going to be here for like 3 hours and I'm not doing that. So, all right. April 13, 2018. Louis Scooter Libby. 30 months prison, perjury, 2 counts, obstructions of justice, and false statements. He pardoned I. Louis Libby at April 13, 2018. John Offer, Jack Johnson. Yeah, I know this one. May 24, 2018. Violation of the Mann Act. May 31st, 2018. 5 years of probation, 8 months of supervision in a halfway house, and a $30,000 fine. Campaign finance violations. Dwight Lincoln Hammond Jr. Dwight Stephen Dwight Hammond. District of Oregon. 5 years in prison. Arson of federal land. I heard about this. Michael Chase Benhania. Oh, he been court-martialed, this guy. Forfeited of playing an album's confinements in 20 years and 25 years to municipal office. Assault and unpremeditated murder. Damn, he pardoned somebody to court-martial for murder. That's what they was talking about earlier in the article, how he's undermining military justice. I guess that's what they mean. All right, May 15, 2019, Conrad Mathot Black, Northern District of Illinois. 42 months in prison, 2 years of supervised release, and $125,000 fine. Mail fraud and attempted obstruction of justice. Mail fraud. May 15, 2019, Patrick James Nolan, Eastern District of California. 33 months in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a $10,000 fine. Conducting affairs on enterprise to a pattern of racketeering. So, he pardoned this guy for racketeering. John Richard Bubbala. Conversion of government property. Let's see. You have Roy Wayne McKeever. Roy Wayne McKeever was pardoned in July 29, 2019, Western District of Oklahoma. For transporting marijuana. Pardon somebody for marijuana transporting. They need to legalize the thing. Rodney Miskew Takumi, Hawaii. Working at an illegal gambling parlor. Michael Anthony Tostito, Western District of Pennsylvania. Conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute in excess of 5 kilograms of cocaine and quantities of marijuana. Okay, he's pardoned a drug dealer. Shama Lee Williams, conspiracy to steal firearms and goods as a part in an interstate shipment, theft of shipment, interstate commerce, theft of firearms shipped in interstate commerce. So he pardoned an arms dealer. Okay. Probably selling illegal weapons to the hood, this Charlie Lee Williams, but who knows. Conspiracy to violate the Sherman Antitrust Act to Zay Jeffries. Oh, I gotta explain this. Convicted under the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 regarding his engineering firm, his indictment in 1941 was deferred to 1947 due to his efforts in World War II. Oh, so they pardoned this guy who was doing a monopoly because of his work that he did during World War II. Okay. We have a number. No, somebody else who's been pardoned, who was court-martialed. Okay. His name is Matthew L. Goldstein. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Mr. Goldstein. On December 13, 2018, Goldstein, then serving as a major in the United States Army, was charged with murder, suspected bomb-making in Afghanistan, 2010, following an interview where he admitted to killing the man. At the time of pardon, Goldstein's case had not yet gone to trial. We have somebody else who's been court-martialed that got a pardon from Trump. Clint Lawrence. Attempted murder, communicated a threat, reckless endangerment with intent meaning obstruction of justice. Alright, we have AJ DeBartolo. Why does this sound familiar? DeBartolo, former owner of San Francisco 49ers, right? Pleaded guilty in 1998 to concealing extortion attempt in 1997, where he met former governor of Louisiana, Edward Edwards, and gave him $40,000 in exchange for help in obtaining a license from the gambling board to allow Hollywood Casino Corp, in which Bartolo was an investor, to operate a riverboat casino. Mikhail Mikin. In pardoning finance of Milken, Trump cited his charitable work from his release from prison. Mikin's separate SEC improved lifetime ban on securities trading communications. This guy still has a lifetime ban on the SEC. Oh, I heard about this one. Angela Stanton King. Time served, 3 years, supervised, 6 common detention program. Conspiracy to transport interstate commerce, a stolen motor vehicle, and tampering with vehicle identification number. Angela Stanton ran in the 2020 election as a Republican against Representative John Lewis, and then to fill his seat after Lewis's death. Ariel Manuel Fielder, Eastern District of Virginia. Conspiracy to access a protected computer without authorization. The former CEO of an education software business, Fielder used the Talk Network to mask his identity while he assessed his rival system using credentials to harvest contacts database as well as snoop on their software design features. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie lobbied for Fielder's pardon. Let's see. There's so many pardons, man. Daniel Hassan Savran. I hope I'm not pronouncing your name wrong, buddy. Savran is a Republican former lawyer and longtime associate of lobbyist Jack Amerfarth. There was much career annihilated between governor roles and Washington lobbyist roles, in which what is known as the revolving door. He was serving as administrator for the federal procurement policy, office and management budget and when he was arrested in connection with the Jack Abramoff Indian lobbying scandal. Paul Pogue, United States District Court for the Eastern District of Texas. He was in jail for making and subscribing a false tax return. Okay. That's self-explanatory. I'm not going to go into that. Bernard Kirk. Obstructing the administration of internal revenue laws. You're messing with the IRS. Aiding in preparation of a false income tax return. Making false statements on the loan application. Making false statements. Kirkick, the former New York City Police Commissioner, has contributed to Fox News. So this is a former police officer that did some fraud, that tried to fraud the IRS, and he got pardoned by Trump. Oh, Susan Anthony, the suffragette movement. He pardoned her? Didn't know that. For illegal voting? Yeah. This is one of the few pardons I agree with. Anthony, a women's rights and women's suffrage activist, families to cast a ballot in the 1872 presidential election, prosecuted and convicted of violating the Enforcement Act of 1870. She never paid the fine. Trump posthumously pardoned Anthony on the centennial of the ratification of the 19th Amendment. That's good. John Dale Ponder. Bank robbery, inference with the commerce by armed robbery. Why did he pardon him? Ponder, the founder of the group Hope for Prisoners, was pardoned for Trump by Trump in a recorded segment broadcast at the 2020 Republican National Convention. The segment provoked widespread criticism that Trump was abusing his office for purely partisan purposes. The founder of the group Hope for Prisoners. So this guy was helping individuals who was in prison. I'll probably do a podcast about this guy because I've never heard of him before. John Dare Ponder. Okay. So, yeah, the thing about John Dan Ponder is Black Wall Street Chronicles podcast is really big on prison reform. So anybody that's doing any form of prison reform that is actually helpful, we should support them. But this John Dan Ponder is probably a Republican. So that's going to take some more research by me. Alice Marie Johnson. Heard of this woman? Conspiracy to distribute cocaine, attempted possession of 12 kilos of cocaine with intent to distribute, attempted possession of 9 kilos of cocaine, possession of 75 kilos of cocaine. Well, damn, this lady was a full-blown drug dealer. Laundering money? My God. 2 years President Trump's commuted Johnson's sentence. He issued a full pardon in 2020. Michael T. Flynn, District of Columbia. Making false statements to federal investigators. Yeah, we talked about Michael Flynn earlier. George Pablo Duplos. I talked about him earlier also. Pablo Duplos was the first individual to be prosecuted in a special counsel investigation. He got pardoned for making false statements. Alex Van Der Zwan, District of Columbia, making false statements. He's pardoning people that is hooking him up, that Trump. Duncan D. Hunter. Misusing campaign fraud funds. Christopher Carl Collins, making false statements, conspiracy to commit securities fraud. Nicholas Abram Stanton, Paul Ivan Zog, and even Sean Liberty, Dustin Lauren Hurd. These are all co-defendants on the same case. Voluntary manslaughter, attempted voluntary manslaughter, using discharged firearm in relation to crime of violence, aiding and abetting, causing an act to be done. I gotta read this. American diplomat killing at least 14 Iraqi civilians. The pardons of four men were condemned by the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, which warned that the pardons undermine accountability for war crimes and expressed extreme concern that the permitting private security contractors to operate with impunity in armed conflicts. States will be encouraged to circumvent the humanitarian law obligations by outsourcing core military operators to the private sector. Oh. So President Trump has basically pardoned mercenaries. that's Jesus, man. Come on. Damn, Trump. We got another co-defendant's case here. Anako Ramos and Jose Compian. Assault with a dangerous weapon, assault with serious bodily injury, discharge of firearm in the commission of a crime of violence, tampering with official proceedings and deprivations of right under color of law. Ramos were Border Patrol agents who attempted to seduce a drug smuggler in 2005, first physically hitting the individuals, then with service weapons. Upon the man's escape, they made efforts to cover up the crime and did not report it, and his sentences were commuted by President George W. Bush in 2009. So, basically, he gave these two individuals a full pardon, while George W. Bush just commuted their sentence so they can get out early. That's interesting. Alfred Lee Crum. Illegally operating a still, unlawful possession of still, operating without bond. Crum's criminal convictions were the result of his distillation of moonshine. His request was supported by former Deputy Attorney Rob Rothstein and the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Oklahoma. Yeah, this guy was selling moonshine. He pardoned an illegal moonshine dealer. This is interesting. Alfonso Antonio Costa, Western District of Pennsylvania. 3 years probation condition upon 1 year's confinement of 100 hours community service, $50,000 fine, restitution. Oh, he did some healthcare fraud. Oh, how nice. Costa and former Pittsburgh dentist turned developer who became a friend of a business partner of Ben Carson. Trump's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development pleaded guilty to making fraudulent oral surgery claims. He was sentenced in 2008. So he must have did that favor for Mr. Ben Carson. These pardons are interesting. Waldenhal Angelios. Possession with intent to distribute marijuana, 5 counts. A possession of firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime, 3 counts. Possession of a stolen firearm, 2 counts. Possession of a firearm with a removed serial number. Use of a controlled substance in possession of a firearm. Money laundering. Well, damn, you just hit this guy with the book. These pardons are ridiculous. Angelia's, a music producer for Sandy, Utah, was sentenced to 55 years in prison for selling marijuana while carrying a gun, although he never used it. The sentence Judge Paul G. Castalvo, a leftly opinion, called it a sentence the court was compelling to impose an unjust and cruel and even irrational, and urging that President George W. Bush to commute the sentence. Angelillo's was released after serving 12 years in prison. A court granted early release on the government's motion. Yeah, they gave him 55 years for a marijuana charge. My God. Look at all these pardons, bro. Some of them I agree with. Some of them is just absolutely ridiculous. Philip K. Lehman. Conspiracy to operate off-road vehicles on a public land close to off-road vehicles. Operates on off-road vehicles on public lands close to off-road vehicles. I mean, a Republican politician was a San Juan County, Utah County Commissioner at the time of the crime and a member of the Utah House of Representatives at the time of the pardon. He led an ATV protest in which about 50 ATV riders seeking to challenge federal management of public lands drove on a recapture canyon in Southeast Utah as self-containing Native American cliff dwellings. The Bureau of Land Management closed the area to modernize traffic. Oh, so the reason why this guy was arrested is because he wanted to drive his ATV down Native American lands. That wasn't open to the public. So many pardons that happened on December 22nd. Otis Gordon, self-distribute or dispense a controlled substance. That's self-explanatory. Margaret E. Hunter, conspiracy to commit offenses. Extreme rights of former U.S. Representative Duncan D. Hunter, who Trump pardoned December 22nd, 2020. Charles Kushner. His son-in-law. Charles Kushner is a wealthy real estate executive and the father of Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law. After Charles Kushner learned that his brother-in-law was cooperating with federal investigators, Kushner hired a prostitute to lure the man into a motel with a hidden camera and sent the recording subsequent encounter to the man's wife to retaliate against him. And then U.S. Attorney Chris Kennedy called the case one of the most loathsome, disgusting crimes he prosecuted. Kushner pleaded guilty to 18 counts, including tax evasion, witness tampering, and violating federal contribution regulations. He was sentenced 2 years in prison and ended up spending 14 months in order to pay $508,900 to the FEC. After being released, Kushner returned to his real estate business. Roger Stone, making false statements to Congress, live counts, witness tampering, obstruction of an official proceeding. Trump pardoned Stone after communicating his sentence 6 months earlier. Paul J. Manafort, like 5 counts of tax fraud, 2 counts of bank fraud, and 1 count of failing to disclose a hidden foreign bank account, 2 counts of conspiracy. Like Stone, Van Der Zwan, and Polypos, Manafort was also prosecuted during the special counsel investigation. James J. Kasuf, 1 year's probation condition upon 4 months home and confinement, $10,000 fine, restitution in accordance with the plea agreement. Mary McCarthy, for directing multiple bond underwriting transactions to her husband Kevin McCarthy and other associates, for attempting an item of our company she bought it from a Palm Beach County Convention Center hotel contract. Conspiracy to commit honest services fraud. Christopher Wade, the Trump White House said that Wade had been convicted of several cyber-related offenses and showed remorse in order to make a community a safer place. Sealed offenses of conviction. We don't even know what the hell he did. Southern District of New York. Christopher II, Christopher Anthony Bryant, Southern District of Atlanta, Western District of Kentucky. Oh, he got convicted in two states. Violation, 33s of opinion, 3 years and 120, violation. Christopher Anthony Violent is in jail for a violation. What violation is it? Don't even know. Cesar Augusto Lozada. Conspiracy to distribute marijuana. Joseph Martin Stevens. Probation revocation. Stevens pleaded guilty in 2008 to being a felon in possession of a firearm, having been convicted of a felon in 1991 when he was 19 years old. Damn. Andrew Barron Warden. 2 years probation condition under $100 community service per year and continued payment of balance owing to the Security Exchange Commission. Time serves 3 years probation condition upon 30 days in a halfway house and 200 hours of community service. John Boultaby, 32.9 days of imprisonment, time served, 500 fine, 15,000 restitution. Paul Ye Akerson, 345 days of imprisonment, time only served, 3 years supervised release, 3,000 fine is amended. April 4th, 2011. December 23rd, 2020. Joseph Acquafinti. Conspiracy to violate civil rights, deprivation of rights under color of law. Antipiti, a former IBS agent, was convicted of crimes related to the legal detention of searches of Hispanic soul augurs in New York City and a subsequent cover-up effort. After he spent 7 months in prison, he was sentenced was commuted by George W. Bush in 1991. Oh, so this guy has been pardoned, even though he was illegally searching and detaining bodegas, people that own bodegas in New York City. Okay. Wow, there's so many pardons, bro. Rebecca K. Charleston. Arrested in 2006 for tax evasion, Charleston later became an advocate for the victims of sex trafficking. That's interesting. I think I've heard of her. Ricky Avin Cantor. Cantor, the founder of Dr. Comfort Diabetes Shoe Company, was convicted of a mail fraud in connection with illegal Medicare reimbursement and scheme. In addition to the criminal penalty, Cantor paid a multi-dollar civil penalty. December 23rd, Topeka Kimberly Sam. Conspiracy to possess intent to distribute cocaine hydrochloride. Sam served 3 years of her sentence. She was a criminal justice reform advocate for push for enactment of the First Step Act. James Hurtan Bosman. Sorry, man. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Well, your failure to pay overtax. He ain't paying his tax. Boss Manson, a South Florida real estate investor and property management businessman, influential in Boca Raton, pleaded guilty to paying more than three-quarter in payroll tax owed. He's in jail. He didn't pay his taxes. William Permont. Wilfrey attempted to evade personal income tax, three counts. All right. My God, there's so many. He pardoned so many people. Rasul Plattans, 3 years imprisonment, 3 years probation, 3 years special parole. Mark Sillinger, obstruction of justice, acting as an unregistered foreign agent. What? Boy. Stephanie Christine Moore, I've heard of her. Deprivation of rights under color of law. In the Prince George County, Maryland police officer, police dog handler, was convicted in 2001 for criminal deprivation of rights under color of law for directing police dog to attack a homeless man, causing serious leg injury. Why did he pardon a damn woman that wanted to attack a homeless man with a dog? Boy. Gary Mark Brugman. Brugman, a former U.S. Border Patrol agent, was convicted in 2002 of violating a civil rights man attempt to cross the border to Mexico into Texas. Court records show that in 2001, Brugman struck two men who were not resisting. Brugman denied wrongdoing, and his case became a cause célèbre among conservative figures. John Friedrich Tate. Conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States, causing false records, causing false campaign contribution reports, false statement scheme. Jason R. Benton. Lynn Wade Barney. Barney of Ugnok, Utah, was sentenced to 35 months in prison for being a felon and for possession of firearm. He has previously been convicted of for marijuana distribution. He was released several years before departing. Paul L. Breffens. Mayfin stole statements pertaining to healthcare matters, healthcare fraud. Breffens, a former chief financial officer at Tampa, Florida WellCare Health Plans, pleaded guilty to a charge involving false statement in connection with a scheme to defraud Medicaid. Thaddeus M. S. Burday. Making false statements pertaining to healthcare matters. Another dude to scam Medicare. Peter E. Clay. Making false statements. It's another one. Scamming Medicaid. Scott Connor Crosby. Bank robbery. Use of firearm. Crime violence. Why would... Along with co-worker Crosby committed a bank robbery. In the age of 20, he spent 5 years in prison. After his release, he had a clean record and became an emergency medical technician and a messy business operator. Good. God bless him. He deserves it. Oh, Duke Cunningham. I've already talked about this guy. Conspiracy to tax evasion. He pardoned him. Paul Eckerson. Wire fraud, money laundering. This is a scheme that dealt with the Beacon oil fields in North Dakota. Alright, so he basically pardoned somebody that scammed the oil business, alright. Todd S. Farha. Mr. Farha, if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, I'm sorry. Farha is the former president and CEO of Tampa, Florida based Welk. Wow, another guy scamming healthcare. Thomas K. Ford. Violated mandatory safety standards, making false material statements of representation. So, this guy scammed the Western Kentucky Coal Company, and he got pardoned. Jessica John Freese, aka Jessica Giant Armstrong. Bank embezzlement. Doesn't say much. Robert Cannon Hayes. False statements. Yeah. basically is another politician scamming the government. Next, carry on. This seems to be a constant. Seems that President Trump is pardoning people who has scammed the government, scammed Medicare, and scamming oil and coal mining. All right. I'm starting to realize why he did not win the election. I'm starting to understand. So this guy here, we have co-defendants, Carrie L. Josenson, Deborah L. Josenson, and Martin Friedrich Josenson. And sorry guys, if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, I apologize. Deborah Gregory conspiracy, misbranding of 10 counts, wire fraud, mail fraud, Martin conspiracy, misbranding 10 counts. Oh, so this people were scamming the food industry. They are purposely selling misbranded beef. Oh boy. That can get somebody sick. William L. Kale. 12 months of 1 day's imprisonment and 1 year supervised release. Oh my god, another guy scamming healthcare. This seems to be a pattern here. Frederica Nadhalis. Obstruction of justice in a healthcare investigation. Oh, another guy scamming healthcare. My. John Michael Nestrom. Misprison of a felony. Yeah. Amy Russin Povo. Conspiracy to contribute a controlled substance. Conspiracy to import a controlled substance. Money laundering. So, he pardoned a drug dealer. Oh, he pardoned a drug dealer that used to sell ecstasy. I remember that drug when I was younger. Never did it. I'm glad I never participated in a drug like that with the new societal laws implemented by the hashtag MeToo movement. I can get a serious in trouble messing around with those pills. That's a whole nother podcast episode. So we have David Francis Rowland. Federal enforcement procedures, 2 counts. It was very vague. Joshua James Smith. Conspiracy to possess and distribute marijuana. Conspiracy to possess and distribute cocaine. I pardoned another drug dealer. Conspiracy to obstruct justice, destruction, polarization, falsification of records, aiding and abetting, causing an act to be done, accessory after the fact, obstruction of justice, aiding and abetting. So basically, this guy has been arrested for frauding the Security Exchange Commission on a $22 million Ponzi scheme. Alan Dershowitz, yeah, I've heard of this. January 19th, oh, these are the last people he pardoned on January 19th, right before he left. Okay. Alex and Jimmy. Money laundering conspiracy to commit insurance fraud. Fred Keith Alfred, 1 year unsupervised probation. Mahmoud Mirzi Banki, false statements, 2 counts. Banki was sentenced to 2010, 30 months of imprisonment for violating a U.S. sanctions against Iran involving his transfer of millions of dollars between two nations. That's not good. You're receiving the money from our enemies. Allegedly our enemies. Oh, look at this. Stephen Bannon. Ah, Conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Oh, Steve Bannon. Ah, yes, I know him. Francisco Bernadette. Miss Prison of a Felony. Oh, look at that. He has pardoned another person who has scammed the healthcare system. Call Andrew Boggs. Conspiracy to defraud the United States Department of Transportation and Money Laundering. In his paving business, Boggs Paving Incorporated attempted to contact a South Carolina Department of Transportation widened Interstate 26 in Calhoun counties in 2013. So he basically pardoned somebody who ran a failed business to obtain $80 million in government contracts. So he pardoned a guy that was scamming the government. Yeah, President Trump, you're pardoning a lot of scammers, huh? Todd M. Bollinger, conspiracy to commit honest service wire fraud. Robert Douglas Bolker. Bolker of New York was convicted of 1993, was convicted of wildlife trafficking for illegally deranging delivery of 22 timber rattlesnakes to the Miami Spectrum tourist attraction of South Florida in a swamp with Rudy Cobra King Cormac for 22 million alligators was so you're pardoning somebody that is illegally selling animals, smuggling wildlife. Yeah, PETA's not gonna like that. Elliot Brody, conspiracy to serve as an unregistered agent of a foreign principal. 1 year, 1 day of imprisonment, 3 years of supervised release, condition of 500 hours community service. Tosamado Buti, conspiracy to defraud United States for a wire, radio, or television. Scheme to defraud money, state tax, transportation to stolen property counts, money laundering, racketeering. Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., a.k.a. the rapper Lil Wayne. Possession of firearm and ammunition by convicted felon. Yeah, all you dudes in hip-hop know everything was going on about that. Robert William Cartoon. 3 years probation under 180s home confinement. False statement on a bank loan application. David Lamar Clanton. False fictitious or fraudulent claims, aiding and abetting and making false fictitious and fraudulent statements and representations. God, he pardoned a lot of people on the last day. Jeffrey Ann Conway. Hold on for a second, guys. Sorry about that. As y'all guys know who've been following me, I've been recording indoors because of COVID-19, and I'm gonna have interruptions like that, and it's cool. Alright, so Jeffrey Ann Conway, conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States. Conway was the chief financial officer of Rentway Incorporated, a rental purchase chain, in 2003, and pleaded conspiracy to falsify accounting records. Was released from prison the next year. He subsequently became a restaurant based in restaurant here based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Robert S. Corcoran. Corcoran paying $225,000 to Pelham College Administration to secure a $4,000 payment in Trilex medical co-worker to which Corcoran Business Batesville Hospital Management provided services. Stephen Benjamin Floyd, bank robbery by extortion. Duncan Fordham, healthcare fraud. Another guy scamming the healthcare system. Clarence Olin Freeman, conspiracy to violate interstate revenue laws, dealing in legal right possession of legal. Damn, he pardoned somebody else that was selling illegal liquor. That's the second one. George Gilmore. Two counts of failing pay payroll taxes to the IRS and one count of making false statements on a bank loan application. Scamming Uncle Sam. Not gonna go bode well for you. C. Samuel Grantham. Interstate transportation of a stolen vehicle. That's a mediocre crime. Joey Murray Hancock. Conspiracy to attempt to distribute excess of 50 grams of mixture and substances containing a detective amount of methamphetamine. Oh, he pardoned another drug dealer. Ruskin Scott Harkin Jr. Wire fraud and aiding and abetting. Justin Austin Hayes the fourth. Insider trading. Scamming. Participating in an insider trading ring that operated between 2010 and 2012, led by a Wells Fargo employee who disclosed confidential information about impending mergers. Gary E. Hendler, conspiracy to distribute and dispense medical. William E. Ed Henry. Henry was a former Republican member of the House of Representatives. He pleaded guilty in aiding and abetting theft of government property. A philanthropist who founded Capital Bank being guilty in October 1994 to lying to a federal jury about paying tens of thousands of dollars in bribes to Alex Dodd, a corrupt city commissioner and Lincoln mayor of Miami Beach. Holt's previous 2006 pardon application was denied by President W. Bush. Charles E. Johnson Jr. Johnson of Virginia unlawfully baited and killed migratory birds in Palmetto, North Carolina, 2007. He pleaded guilty to the offense of the following year. So he was killing bird without any permission for the government. Yeah, if you go hunting, you need to get some sort of license. Diaz probation condition upon 360 home detention, 15,000 hours of community service, and 6,000 in restitution. So, jail for wire fraud. Kenneth Curson, aka Jamie Weather, Eddie Train. So many pardons. Kenneth Curson, Jaguar Wagner, Eddie Train. Interstate stalking and harassment. Oh, so he was stalking. He was a friend of Jared Kushner and Rudolph Trump and Rudolph Giuliani. Cyber-stalking three people and harassing two other people. He was part of the last day of Trump's before he could stand trial. Anthony Scott Lingardowski. Death and attempted theft of trade secrets. Liberty is a main developer who pleaded guilty in 2006 and unlawfully donating $22,500 in the 2011 of the primary campaign of a Republican presidential Mitt Romney in violation of the federal campaign limit. He was sentenced to 4 months of prison and 1 year of supervised release and $100,000 fine. Was released from federal prison in 2018. He donated Republican organizations and Trump campaign. A federal grand jury indicted him and associating him a scamming $50 million. Brian Lyle McSting. Conspiracy to possess with an intent to distribute and distribute marijuana and cocaine. Hal Kirsten Melchior. 1 month of prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a $505 restitution. Dwayne Eugene Miller, make a stall statement to the bank is amended. Glenn Moss, payment to non-licensed physician attempt to evade a defeat tax. Hilly Naman, illegal gambling. Stephen Oder, aka Harold J. Oldster. 18 months of imprisonment, 5 years of supervised release. Bank fraud. Another guy fraud in a bank. He is pardoning a lot of people as scamming and committing fraud. Other, let's see. Benedict Gulen Ogleding. Hey, Benedict, if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, I'm very sorry. Albertine was a mortgage broker in North Carolina who, along with co-defendant, arranged loans with financial institutions between 2007 and 2009 with fraudulent information. Bank fraud. Oh. He is one of the individuals that was frauding people during the mortgage crisis. The mortgage crisis that causes the 2008 stock market crash. And that guy gets a pardon. Well, that's fair. Eric Wesley Patton, $1,000 fine. What'd he do? Making false statements. Desiree Perez, Desiree Reneso. Conspiracy to distribute cocaine, probation violation. Perez is the CEO of Roc Nation. She was convicted of a drug crime in the 1990s. Oh, so it looks like Jay-Z called in a favor for Trump. Hey, I'm not knocking it. If you're going to speak to these politicians, they're going to have to do something for you. 30 months imprisonment, 3 years of supervised release, $14 million restitution as amended. Richard George Renzi. Conspiracy to commit extortion, attempted extortion and wire and mail fraud, honest wire services, conspiracy to commit money laundering, concealment of money laundering transactions or criminal funds, extortions of the color of official right, conspiracy to make false statement, insurance fraud. Yeah, you convicted another person who committed fraud. This is a pattern here. All these things is fraud. Do I even... Okay. He pardoned so many people on the last day. How many people I have left? Jeez, I'm just gonna say their names. He pardoned Evan Celia, Robert C. Sherrill, Shatita Rashida Sibba Martin, Patrick Lee Swisher, Casey Erlacher, John Harold Wald, Robert Zangudio, Albert J. Pirro Jr. And those are the individuals that President Trump has pardoned. I will do the communions, but that's too much. Just in closing, President Trump has pardoned a lot of individuals who committed fraud. And the thing that kills me is the healthcare fraud. That so many. All right. Well, this is Black Wall Street Chronicles. I'm Jeffrey Frazier, and I'm signing off. Thank you.